Appreciate you all doing this today. Again, my name is Kaleem Keir. I'm the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Madison. I returned here in March 29th of last year to right the wrongs in our community as they have affected African Americans and other disadvantaged individuals. My family's been here since 1908. My grandfather's uncle, Samuel Pierce, who brought the family here, his picture used to hang in his capital as he served as executive messenger to 5 Wisconsin governors. My family was poor, never wealthy. I grew up in South Madison. I graduated from West High School. I attended 7 years of private school, 6 years of public school. I graduated in a community where, as I went back and looked at the numbers of young men who graduated, who should have graduated with me, and then those who were 3 years older and 3 years younger that I knew, I counted 65 individuals. 56 of them have done time in your correctional system in Wisconsin, either in jail or in prison. Most of these young men weren't late arrivals from Chicago. They were young men who grew up in Madison, who grew up in this community, whose grandparents moved to this community, or whose great-grandparents moved to this community. So the notion for our people in Madison who believe that all of our challenges are caused by these late arrivals from Chicago is a lie. I also want to tell you that, just to give you my background, I graduated from West High School with a 1.5 GPA. I served this country in the United States Navy as a submariner, a sonar technician. When I left the Navy, I spent a year at Hampton University, a historically black college in Virginia. It is the first place I ever had a black teacher. For years, African Americans in this community have been arguing with our school system about ensuring that we have staff equity, and they have not produced it. Our superintendent presides over a leadership team that for the first time in 25 years has no African Americans and no Latinos on his leadership team at a time when 53% of our school system is non-white. Madison is no longer a majority white school system. Half of our students are poor. And instead of reflecting that among our staff, we're going backwards. I spent several years in Madison. I'm one of the people who initiated the People Program here in Madison at UW-Madison. I've tutored kids in the school system. I've counseled parents in the school system. I've worked as an educational assistant in the school system. Yesterday, I was at McFarland working with teachers who are trying to figure out how they can address the growing diversity needs in their schools. The day right after that, I went and met with kids for 2.5 hours of Simpson Street Free Press. I spend a heck of a lot of my time working with young people in this school system, and I'm 100% in support of this charter school bill. Madison schools, so you know right now, we submitted a data request in August of last year, because when I got here, I came back to Madison after having commissioned the nation's first high school graduation study. The reason why we talk about graduation rates is because of this gentleman sitting in front of you. I served as on the panel that oversees the U.S. Secretary of Education, Rod Page, on No Child Left Behind. I did that a 5-year service appointment. I was just recently completed my stint as one of the 45 expert reviewers on President Obama's Race to the Top initiative, and I believe I was the only one from Wisconsin. So I have credentials to be here. And I heard the thing beep, but I want to say this to you. Madison schools, 52% graduation rate among black and Latino males. We're starting an all-male charter school, and I'm telling the school board, as I said before, I would love to see a 7-0 vote, because outside of the Urban League, the Madison Metropolitan School District has never in its history, initiated its own plan without community action to address the equity issues in its school district. I know that because I also worked with some of my colleagues here at DPI. I did a 36-year historical for them on how much the state has spent and what the state has done programmatically to address the needs of low-income and students of color in the state of Wisconsin. And I can tell you through that, most of the energy has always been directed towards Milwaukee. Most of it. We have a black issue with educating black children. Oh, it's just Milwaukee. So what happens is all the issues that have festered in Madison get missed. Madison currently, 44% of black boys in Madison middle schools are in special education. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction cited them recently for that. But there has been no plan. Ask these people if they have a plan to address that. They have none. So for those of us who sit in this room and want to act as though public education is the greatest thing since sliced bread, ask yourself, for whom is that? For whom does that apply to? Because it certainly does not apply to us. I'll say the last couple of things here, and then I'll close my mouth. I'm still, as ignorant as I might be, as some of my colleagues tell me, an ardent supporter of our school system. Our organization is the largest urban league in Wisconsin. We have 44 staff members. We'll serve 2,800 students with tutoring this year in our partnership with the United Way and the school district. We have 23 full-time staff in the schools. We're working like a dog to raise money to do destination planning for parents and schools, to bring an educational opportunity center to Madison so we can help families get reeducated, go back to school. We operate one of the largest workforce training programs outside of the technical colleges in the country, and in the state, and it is growing. So people who sit here and they want to play the political game, oh, it's the Democrats against the Republicans, the conservatives against the liberals, I can tell you in our organization, all we're about is children and families. And so we're embarking on a charter school for young men, Madison Preparatory Academy. We're doing it because the Madison Metropolitan School District has no answers. Miss Senator Vinehout, you talk about the money that's taken out of public education. I understand, because we don't support the $750 million cut either. But I will tell you that it's what you do with that money. And I can say that the charter schools, as they were supposed to be, we're supposed to be hubs of innovation to show us what our public schools could do. But we've gotten into this impasse where now it's an us against them thing. I started the school voucher program in Washington, D.C. I was the architect and the manager of that effort called the Three-Sector Education Initiative. I brought charter school leaders together to start the Charter School Association there, and I worked like a dog to raise what is now over $300 million, unprecedented, out of the U.S. Congress to fund public education reform in D.C. And I have repaired hernias in my stomach to show for it. But I can tell you that you can have the money, but if you don't have the will or the know-how to do it, you're not going to get there. Madison schools, a lot of these schools, we have good teachers in these schools who are busting their rump to help our kids, but structurally, they are deficient. When I look at my budget and I'm telling them that we're asking for $14,400 a kid because we want equity, they're spending $14,800. Our superintendent tells us they only want to give us $5,500, so we're going to have a shortfall of $1 million. To what, send more black men to prison? Dane County leads the nation in incarceration among black males between ages 25 to 29. 47% of them are incarcerated on probation under some form of corrections. So if public education is supposed to serve the public's good, what are we using public education for? It has not worked for our children. My family was involved. My mother was not there, but I had a good family, good members in the community, and they fought like a dog to get us educated, and it hasn't worked yet. So I plead with you all to overcome whatever partisan beliefs you have about what charter schools can do. I've seen great charter schools. I've presided over great charter schools, big ones. My wife was assistant head of school at the Hyde School in D.C., which is doing great work with young people. They get more parents to come out than anyone I know. So I ask you guys, I'm pleading with you, we need options. We need our public school resources to provide that. We need them to spend it better. I would love for you guys to make them spend it better. When you're paying 47% of salary for benefits, and I'm paying 25% at the Urban League, and our entry-level salaries for teachers and my staff are about the same, there's resources there also we could use more effectively. So the notion that we cut back on schools, somehow they're going to be negatively affected, we got to know more in depth about what we mean by that. So I'm asking you all, our young men, we will not fail them. And, sir, I'll tell you, Mr. Olson, last thing, we thought of three options we could take, and they are all still on the table when I came back here, because we will not fail. Number one was a partnership with the district, and that is what we are working in the spirit of. I was unfortunate to hear our superintendent say he was opposed to charter schools, but now I understand why they only want to give us $5,500 a kid. Second.
Is there a new time limit, Chairman?
Yes, I know. Second, we said we could do it independently, but we want our school system to understand how they can educate our young men better. So we desire for them to learn from us and learn with us. And third was a legal route. to put that on the table as well. And we've decided not to go there. But I'm pleading with you all.
Okay. Thank you very much. We did go over. Is there any questions?
Yeah. Are we not having time limits on testimony for moving forward?
Yep, we are. Thank you very much.
To make sure.
Senator Grossman?
I'd like to thank you to be here. Are you having any problem getting your boys-only school going?
I don't know yet. We have board members who are supporting us, but we keep hearing, you know, one way or the other. We desire to have this school authorized by the Madison School Board, but we would seek the option if we had to, but I'm hoping that our board doesn't put us in that position.
You're going to get it through the board?
I'm hopeful.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for testifying. Very powerful testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.